Okay, today is Daf Tes Zayin. We are on Tes Vav Amud Beis, about 6-7 lines from the bottom. Boimine Shmuel Meirav. Shmuel asks Rav the following question. Listen to this. Chazar Vilacha Mibailam Harishonim. What does that mean? That means as follows. Ganav Gazlan steals land from an owner, sells it to Reuven. Now, he had no right to sell it to Reuven. It's a stolen piece of land. He then goes and buys it back from the owner, legitimately. You hear this?
And he's still in.
Huh?
And he's still in.
What are you, made a false deed? Said, here, I own that house. I'm selling it to you, Reuven. It's mine, I'm selling it to you. He knows he's a thief. Then what does he do? Then he goes to the real owner. He knows who the owner is. He's a total thief. And he buys it legit. Now, he wants to throw Reuven off the land. I'm a legitimate owner. Okay? Can he do that? Can he throw Reuven off the land? He sold it to Reuven. Illegitimately. He then goes ahead and buys it properly. Can he now kick Reuven off the land? The Gemara is going to say he cannot. As a matter of fact, he's really buying the land to make sure that Reuven can keep it. That's what he's really doing. Because he doesn't want his reputation ruined. That's what he's really doing. He's really buying it to make sure that Reuven can keep it. Otherwise, the owner can come and throw Reuven off. After all, you bought it from a thief. It's my land. What? Oh, the Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask that question. That's going to be later on in the Amid. The Gemara is going to ask that question in about 20 minutes. But you hear what's going on? The Gemara is saying he's not buying it to kick Reuven off. Just the opposite. He sells it to Reuven. He's got a reputation to protect. He knows the owner is going to eventually catch on. The owner might live somewhere else. It's a summer home. It's only a matter of time before the owner realizes what the Ganav did. So the Gazlan doesn't want that to happen. He doesn't want his reputation to be in the mud. He doesn't want Reuven to think he's a crook. So he'll go buy it. He'll buy it. He got paid for it already. He's not even losing money. He sold it for $100,000. He's going to give the owner $100,000. He owns it now. Now he can really give it to Reuven. And everybody's happy. So, again. Boimene Shmuel Meirav. Chazar v'lakcha mi-bailam harishonim. If the Gazlan goes ahead and buys it from the Bailam harishonim, meaning the real owner. Mahu, what's the din? Rashi, what do you mean, what's the din? Mahu. Lios makom bailam ki ilocha acher v'yotzi mi-alokeach. In other words, can I take it away from the lokeach now? Can I take it away from Reuven, the person that I sold it to illegitimately? Says the Gemara, Amalei, no. Ba'amacha lo rishon l'sheni, what did the Gazlan sell to Reuven? Whatever he sold him, kol zechus shetav liyado, whatever he could sell, meaning nothing, because he couldn't sell it, because it was not his to sell. However, Rashi explains, all the Mepharshim explains, that those words mean he cannot throw Reuven off the land. As a matter of fact, my taima doesn't even want to. What's the reason for this? So Marzutra Amar, Nichale lo delo niyak raina gazlana. He's very happy. He doesn't want to be called a Gazlan. He doesn't want word to get out. He doesn't want word to get out that he's a Gazlan. So he's very excited to buy it and let him stay there. Rav Ashi Amar, a similar thing. Nichale deleku behemenusa. He wants to be known as a trustworthy person. Similar answer. He wants to be known trustworthy. You you can trust. You buy from him, you're never going to have problems. He wants that reputation. My benayhu, what's the difference between these two answers? What's the difference? So Gemara says, Iker benayhu, the difference is, the mis lokeach. The lokeach died. He died. In other words, Reuven, the original purchaser who purchased it illegitimately, whether he knew or not is a different story. I'm not sure, he might not have known, but he died. Now, the Gazlan buys it legit. Can he take it away from the Lakuchos, from Reuven's kids? That depends. Manda Amar Nichale de lo like where Gazlana, according to the one who says he doesn't want to be called a Gazlan, Hamisle, he's dead. The Lokeach is dead. So the Lokeach is going to call him, he's dead. Lokeach is dead. Right? But, Umanda Amar Nichale de Lekum Behemenusa, but according to what holds, that Reuven, that the Gazlan wants to be known as a trustworthy person, Bahadi B'nei Nami Nichale de Lekum Behemenusa. He wants the kids, also he wants the kids to be, that the kids should call him a trustworthy person. Says the Gemara, what kind of distinction is that? So, the bottom line is, currently b'nei lokeach gazlano. The children are going to call him a gazlan. The Reuven's children are going to call the gazlan a gazlan. What's the difference that Reuven's dead? What we're worried about, in other words, no, that's not an answer. Right, what did we just say? Reuven, the gazlan doesn't want Reuven to call him a gazlan. Right? He doesn't want to call him. So therefore, he'll buy it, legitimately, so that Reuven will never call him a gazlan. Now, Reuven died. So the kids are going to call him a gazlan. It's a difference. Right? So Gemara says, you're right, it's not a difference. Ella, it could be, I know what the difference is. The Miss Gazlan. The Gazlan died. Now, the Gazlan died. So what did the Gazlan do? The Gazlan bought it legitimately, then he died. So can the Gazlan's kids now take it away from Reuven? That depends. If the reason was he doesn't want people calling him a Gazlan, Hamisle is dead. But according to the one who said that he wants to be known as a trustworthy person, Hachanami, even though it's true, Afagav Demis, even though he's dead, Nichalei Delekem Behemenusa, he wants people to know, even after he's dead, that people should know he was trustworthy. What?
Absolutely.
Right. So, the bottom line is, Kari Lebnei, Bnei Gazlana, so they're going to call the sons of the Gazlan, your father was a Gazlan. In other words, if it's true for one answer, it's true for the other answer. So we have to find it. What's the difference between these two answers? What's the difference between saying I don't want to be called a gazlan and I want to be called trustworthy? The difference is we gave it to him as a gift. Ella, it could be nayhu di yahava matana. You gave it as a gift. In other words, the gazlan gave Reuven the piece of land as a gift. Then the gazlan went ahead and bought it legitimately from the original owner.
So not a sale.
He gave it to Reuven as a gift. Right, this is what the cousin did. He stole a piece of land, gave it as a gift to his friend, his good friend Reuven. Then he went ahead and bought it legitimately. Okay? Now, can he kick Reuven off the land? After all, I own it. I bought it legitimately. If the answer is, because why did he do this? Because he wants to be known as a trustworthy person. Gives him as a gift. He also wants him to think he's a trustworthy person. He wants to know, you can take me to the bank. I'm trustworthy. Therefore, the original owner is never going to come kick you. I bought it. I own it now. It's as if I gave it to you. It's as if it's a legitimate thing now. I've legitimized what I've done by buying it. That's exactly what's going on here. Your question was, but there's no kinyan. The Gemara is going to answer, since he trusts him, he's going to do all he could to make sure he's going to buy it from the real owner, and we're going to say he holds Dover, you can be Master Dover Shalom Olam. Right? He doesn't own it yet, but he's going to own it. That's going to be the answer in 20 minutes. You hear the answer? And we're going to see, I know, it's very weak. That's what Gomer's going to say. He doesn't own it now. He's a thief.
Any other type of object?
Yeah.
Cosmo takes the object, he's owned it, so he can give it over.
Right.
Land, you can't be.
Right. So we're going to answer. He's going to make sure he buys it. He's going to make sure he buys it to legitimize what he's doing. Why? Because he doesn't want that guy to think he's a thief or no good. But, according to the Manda Amar who holds that the reason why he's doing all this is because he doesn't want to be called a gazlan. My gazlana minach. Nothing stolen. No one stole anything from you. You were given as a gift. You were given this as a gift. It turns out that, so what happened now? The gazlan stole it. He gave it to his good friend Reuven as a gift. He then went ahead and bought it, legitimately. Now he tells Reuven, I'm sorry, we're throwing you off the land. Oh, you're such a gazlan. What do you mean I'm a gazlan? You got this for free. I didn't steal anything from you. So for 6 months you lived here for free. How does that make me a gazlan? It makes me dishonest. That's certainly true. Right? I told you I'm giving you a piece of land. You can live there for the rest of your... Now I'm taking it away from you. Yeah. But Marzutra wasn't concerned about that problem. People don't... So call me dishonest. Who gets free land? Right? I'm not a gazlan. No one's going to call me a gazlan. You got this for free. Okay? Make sense? Okay. Now, next. Again, the whole day is going to be this case. The guy stole land, sold it to Reuven, then... buys it back. Now, can he throw Reuven off? So now the Gemara says as follows. Pshita, it's Pashat. Zavna, Rashi learns that what did this guy do? He sold it to Reuven. He then sold it to Shimon. In other words, he did this twice. Okay? He did it twice. Zavna, he sold it. Or, Urta, he inherited it. Or, V'yahava b'matana, he gave it as a matana. Says the Gemara, if all these happened, in other words, he gave it to matana to a second person. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi is, it's up on top there. Zavna Urta. Right? Zavna Urta. You see the Rashi? The Zavna Urta? Im kodem shalokach min abaylam. If before he buys it from the original owner, from the true owner, chazar, he goes, umachra and sells it l'ish acher, to another man, levad min harishon, besides the first guy he sold it to, besides Reuven, he sells it to Reuven, then he sells it to Shimon, oh, or, harsha l'echad bibanav, or he bequeaths it to one of his kids, oh, or, yava b'matana, he gives it a gift, v'yachak achlacha, then he buys it, Havada igloy daita. It's certainly revealed now. Dilav leukme kamei lokach rishon boy. He didn't buy it back from the original owner to sanitize what he did. Velo nichale delekav hebenusa shari machmel l'shedi. He doesn't care what people think of him. Right? We said that when he sells it to Reuven and then buys it, he's trying to make Reuven keep it legitimately. Right? That's what we said till now. Right? 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 But not if he sells it to someone else. He sells it to Reuven, then he sells it to Shimon, then he goes ahead and buys it. What's he doing now? He's trying to make the sales to Reuven and Shimon legitimate? The whole thing is illegitimate. He sold it to two people. How do you do that? Obviously, what? What? Yeah. Obviously, he's a total thief, but he does buy it legitimately, and then he has the right, we don't say he's buying it to sanitize his sale to Reuven and Shimon. It's impossible. It's sold to two people. What's he doing? He wants to keep it for himself. They're going to call him a thief. He doesn't care. Right? So again, Pshita, Zagna, if he sold it to two people, or Orto, or gave it to his son as a Yerusha, Viyav Matana, or gave it to a second person as a gift, Lav Lukbe Kame Lokech Kaboy, he's certainly not trying to help the first purchaser. For sure not. What? By Nafla be Yerusha. What if it fell to him as a Yerusha? In other words, he stole it from his father. Then he sold it to someone else. Then his father died. So the whole sale was no good anyway. Now he inherits it. Is he really doing... So the Gemara says, no, wait a minute. Melehi, that happened by its own. That happened on its own. His father passed away. The 100-year-old father, he passed away. So he wasn't trying to... He didn't go out of his way to try to make his father... To try to help Reuven, the guy he sold to illegitimately. No, his father died. So,
but he also.
What? Says the Gemara, but memelehi v'lav ihu katarach abasrei. He didn't do any work for that. He didn't go out of his. And then when he goes over to the original owner and he says, "I want to buy this piece of land." Why is he doing that? Why is he making that effort? Because he wants him to think he's a good guy. But when he inherits it. The whole thing doesn't apply. He didn't do anything. He sat there on his couch and gets a phone call that his father died. He gets the land. So that everyone would agree, he keeps the land.
But he knew he was going to inherit it.
I know, but we assume that it's something that it's not whether or not he knew it. We're going to have a similar idea in a minute. We're going to have a similar idea what you're saying in a minute. Right. Gabe ihu bechovo. What about this one? Listen to this one. Goslin steals land from who? From some owner. He then sells it to Reuven. Okay? He then goes over to the owner of the land and says, "Did you know that you owe me money? You owe me money. So I want that piece of land as a payment off of the money you owe me." You hear this? You hear this? You owe me money. You don't have any money. I'll take that land. Why is he doing all this? Does he want to legitimize the sale to Reuven? Oh, so Chazira, we see. It's like Arachriti. If the guy, the original owner, has other land, the wealthy guy. The Omar and the Goslin said, Haba'ina, I want that piece of land. Then Ukme Kamelakech Kaboy. He's obviously doing that because he wants to look good in the eyes of Reuven. Right? So you could take any piece of land. What's he asking for that one for? Because he wants to legitimize what he's done. But the Elo, if not, then Hav Deboy Apure. He wants to, sorry, I skipped the word. The Elo Zuze Hu Deboy Apure. He wants to make sure he gets paid back. He wants to make sure he gets paid back. So what does he comes over to the owner and says, listen, I know you only own one piece of land. It happens to be the piece of land that I stole and sold to Reuven, but it's the only piece of land you own. So I'm taking it away from you. You owe me money. Then he's obviously not doing it to save Reuven. And then he could take the piece of land away from the owner and kick Reuven off.
Really
what? Yeah. He really owes him the money. Now, you could think up a lot of ways that people could be crooked. This is what this guy could do. Right? Okay.
It's similar to the inheritance where there's a good chance he would have gotten land anyway.
So we're going to get to that in a few minutes. Now, what if... Why is he doing this? I'm not sure. Why is he selling it to a third party, then go... I don't know why he's doing that. Maybe he needed the cash. Maybe he needed the cash right now. Listen, I'm going to get it anyway, because he owes me... I'll sell it to him. I'll sell it to Reuven. Then I'll go collect it from the owner. Why am I doing that? I need the cash right this minute. I can't wait. So I don't know.
And Reuven doesn't ask for a title or a deed.
He gives him forged everything. It's all forged. He'll give him everything. All the documents. The whole thing. Now, next one. Listen to this one. Yava Nihile. Let's say the owner of the land gives it to the Goslin as a gift. He gives him as a gift. I like you so much. You're such an honest, good guy. I love you. I'm going to give you my land as a gift. Then, Navi Hile Vematana. Right? Now, what's the case over here? He gives it to him as a gift. The owner gives it to the Goslin as a gift. Then, right, here's what happens. This guy, we call him the Goslin. He stole land from an owner, sold it to Reuven. Then, the Goslin, the victim, the owner, had no idea that happened. He gives it to the Goslin as a gift. So now he owns the land legitimately. He didn't pay for it, though. Can he throw Reuven off the land? You hear what's going on?
Why would he have to say that the actual owner didn't know?
What? I don't know if it makes a difference if he knows or not. See, we've been saying all along that when the Goslin does this, he's doing it to sanitize what he's done. That only makes sense if he takes active steps to correct what he's done.
Right,
so when he inherits it, might not apply. Now he gets it as a gift, might not apply.
So what difference would it make what the measure is of the grantor?
Because, what do you mean? It makes no difference. It's just showing how the Goslin gets the land without trying to get it.
Right. Really wouldn't make a difference.
Right. We're trying to show cases where the Goslin gets the land without working for it. He inherits it, he gets it as a gift. Doesn't work, he didn't work for it. He didn't try to do anything. So now that he has the land, can Reuven, the purchaser, say, how could you throw me off? Or no, listen, I have the land out legit. Yeah, I'm a total crook. That's life. You bought crooked land. So, pligi ba rav achav ravina, it's a machlokes. What's the machlokes about? Chad amar matana ki yerusha. Matana is just like inheriting. The hamamele, it happens on its own. The chad amar, no. Matana ki mecher. Matana is like a sale. Why? Because nobody gives a gift for free. Nobody will just walk over to somebody, hey, I'm giving you a piece of land. Nobody would do that. Why is he giving him the land? Because for 20 years he's been kissing up to him. So he has been working. He didn't buy it, but he bought him flowers every Shabbat. For 20 years he's been doing this. Finally, the guy says, you know what, I'll give you a piece of land. It's not really that he got it as a Yerusha. Just someone gets a windfall. People don't get windfalls like a gift like that. He must have been working for it for his whole life. Right? If not for the fact that he's working and kissing up to this guy, he never would have given the matana. Therefore, he therefore was working very hard, kissing up to this guy. So that he would trust him and then give him a matana. Therefore, since this person holds this way, either Ravacha or Ravina, that getting it as a matana is as if it's bought it. Why did he go through all that trouble? Because he wants Reuven to think he's honest. Therefore, Reuven can keep the land. Okay? Good? Okay, good. Now, the ad emas nichale lekem behemenusa. How long can this go on? How long do we assume that the Goslin's acting so that people will think he's honest for the rest of his life? How long is that going to go on for? Right? How long does that last? That we say that all of his Goslin's actions are to sanitize his business dealings. How long do we say that for? So three machlokas. Just they all agree. Whatever time it is, they'll have random times. Amar Rav Huna ad shnas hamada badin, until there's a court case. Until there's a hamada badin, there's a court case about this piece of land. Once they go to court, he can't now tie it. Oh, I really bought. That's too late. You're in court already. Once you're in court, right? Until the victim, the owner wakes up. What's going on here? How's this guy Reuven sitting in my land? I went on an aliyah for a year. I come back. This is a foreign guy in my house. How'd that happen? Once he goes to court to get kicked, now the Goslin can't say, "Oh, I'm going to buy it." It's too late. Too late. Right? Rav Chiya bar Rav Amar. No. Ademata adachtuliyade. Even later time, once they would rule, once Bezdin would rule that person has to get kicked off his land, that someone else is on his land improperly, so what they would do is they would issue an adachta, which is basically a warning. You have a certain number of days to get off the land before we send the sheriff, so it's a little more time. And Rav Papa Amar ad maskelin yoma akrizasa. After they would issue that document, they would then start announcing on the public in shul, by the way, in so and so many days, in 30 days, this land's going to be put up on auction, this land's going to be going back to the original owner. Anybody want to come and help us get moving off the land, show up. It's even a later time. And even at that point, the Goslin could still buy the land legitimately and say, I did it to save Reuven. That's a machlokas.
Okay.
Okay. Next. This is Shia's question. Maskif lo Rabbi Bar Chama. Michti. Wait a minute. Hai lokeach. When this person, Reuven, bought this land from the Goslin, right? Reuven bought land from a Goslin. B'mai kani lahayara. How did he make a kinyan on that land? How did he make a kinyan on this piece of land? Doesn't belong to the seller. B'hai shtara? With a document? Hashtara chas b'amu. It's a piece of garbage, that document. The whole thing is fake. How on earth did Reuven able to own this land? What kind of kinyan is that? You can't sell something you don't own. Has the Goslin made up a document? Fancy thing? That's a worthless piece of paper. How's Reuven own this land? So, by the way, some of the Rishonim ask, well, what about Chazaka? He's living there, he'll put up a fence, right? What about that? So that might not work if the person who's giving it the other end of the stick is a total thief. Good, you can put up all the fences you want. Doesn't help. So how does this work? Right? So Amalei Rava, Tehei b'ma'amino. No, Reuven trusts the Goslin. Trusts him. Behahi hana, with that hana, that the Goslin gets hana, that Reuven trusts him. Delo ka'amale midi. He doesn't say a word. He doesn't say, I know you're a thief. I know, everybody knows his house belongs to that guy who went into Aliyah for a year. Who are you? You think I'm foolish? You think I don't know what you're doing? What must be pshat? It must be, you're going to fly to Israel, meet up with the owner, and buy it from him so I can own it. That must be pshat. Since all that's happening behind the scenes, therefore, v'kasamachalei, he trusts him, tarach umaisilei, and he trusts that the Goslin will fly to Israel and close the deal and buy it, v'umaisilei, gamar umachnilei, and then v'kona it to Reuven.
He knows he's a Goslin already.
But he knows.
So how do you explain
what?
That he doesn't
want
to be called a Goslin.
Right, right. Oh, so they don't want to be called a Goslin. So,
yeah, that's a good question.
Unless you say, which I have to reinterpret this whole Amid now. How are we going to do that? So we did say that. So maybe we can think of this. Maybe we can think of this scenario. This all went on behind the scenes. I know you're a thief. I know the guy who owns it lives in Israel. I know that this is all baloney. But you must be. You're going to go to Israel and go get it, right? What if it's the guy's own father? And then while he's on the way to Israel, the father dies. So he inherited it legit. He didn't do any work for it. We said, right? So now he's going to go back to Reuven and say, "I'm sorry, but you know, I inherited it now. So now you paid me. You got rooked. You got." But you were taken for a ride. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Then you have a situation. Right. I don't know, I have to think this out now. What?
He keeps going back to the fact that the Gazan wants to sanitize himself.
Then he probably knows he's a Gazan without him sanitizing him.
Exactly.
Right. Once he knows he's a Gazan, what's the guy do? What's he doing?
I don't think he's
doing. So maybe he doesn't. Maybe he doesn't know he's a Gazan. But he's. I'm trusting you. You will make sure that I have good title to this land. It could be it's yours. I don't know who owns it. I don't know the guys in Israel. I don't know anything. I trust you. You're going to get me good title. That's all. He doesn't have to know the whole shtick. He doesn't know anything. I know you're giving me good title. I heard you're an honest man. I heard in Shul. I was by Shal Shudas. I know you're going to get me good title. The Gazan so excited that someone trusts him. He will, on his own, fly to Israel and make sure he gets that land. That's what I have to say. Okay. Now, Masif Rav Sheshit. Rav Sheshit asked the following question. The Brisa says, Mashi Irish mi Abba, what I inherit from my father, Machrolach, I'm selling to you. Right now, I'm making a kinyan. Whatever I inherit from my father, I'm going to sell to you. Mashi Talim Mitudasi, whatever I trap in my fish trap, whatever all the fish I trap, Machrolach, I'm selling to you. Lo Amar Klum. That's worthless. That's worthless. You can't sell something you don't own. But, Mashi Irash min Abba Hayom, my father's mamash is on his last legs. So when my father's going to die today, no Shiloh, he's going to die today. Doctor said. So when he dies, I'm going to be a Yorish. Whatever I inherit today, I'm going to sell to you right now. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. He's not lasting past 6 p.m. So I'll sell you right now whatever I inherit today. Or machor lach, I'm going to sell to you. Ma'ashatalim mitudasi hayom machor lach. Whatever I trap today, not whatever I trap in the next month. Whatever I trap today, we'll see the difference in a minute. Whatever I trap today, I'm selling to you. That. The Rav Kayamin. That works. So how could somebody say, whatever, how could I sell you a piece of land when I don't own it? You can't sell things that you don't own. We're going to say that when your father's on his last leg, it's covered to your father, you can sell something. That's all it's going to be. It's going to be covered for your father, and it's going to be for Parnassah. You cannot sell something you don't own. You can't. So how could you sell the land? You don't own it. You can't say, my father's a healthy guy. Whatever my father, maybe your father's not gonna have any land when he dies. Maybe he's going to give it all away to tzedakah. Who knows what he's going to do? He doesn't like you. He's going to give it to the other brothers before he's dead. You're not going to inherit a thing. It doesn't work. So you can't sell things you don't own. So how could you say, well, the land, I don't really own the land. How could you do this? Right? So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Hagavra Vatiyufta. That's a good kasha. Good guy. Oh, Gavra, that's a man. Hot to you. That's a good kasha. Omar Rava, Gavra Kachazira. No, I agree with you. Sheshit is a good man. But with Tiyufta, Lo Kachazira, I don't see the problem. Why? Hacha Samchadaite. When it comes to your father, when it comes to buying the land, Samchadaite. It's your das. You have to go fly to Israel and buy that land. You're going to offer you're going to get that land. Why? Because your das. Hacha, when it comes to your father, well, some chadaite, you don't do anything. Either you're going to get the land when he dies, or you're not going to get it when he dies. Nothing you can do. Either you're going to trap the fish, or you're not going to trap the fish. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. Here, it's in your power to make it happen. It's in my power to buy that land. By the father, it's not in your power. Nothing to do with you. That's why I said we're going to get to that issue.
Rava, where were we? Hacha.
When it's up to you, you're going to go schlep and you're going to go buy that land. You don't want to be called a Gazlan.
Haka, but by your father,
nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. Either he dies or he doesn't die. He gives you or doesn't give you. There's nothing you can do.
So Shalchu the commander of Abba Bar Zavda, they asked this question to Abba Bar Zavda, Amalehu, he said,
you don't even have to bring this child into the yeshiva. So my focus is what that means. Either it's such a hard child, no one's going to answer it, or it's such a silly child, no one has to bother with it.
So Rashi has two versions. Now bring it all the way in. You bring it up to the front row. The guys in the front row, they really know their stuff. And that, what's the answer? Same answer. It depends. When it comes to you could do something about it, you're going to give it your all. When it comes to your father dying, inheriting it, nothing you can do. There was a story in Pompadita for Osvei, and the exact same thing happened. We can't even bring the child into the yeshiva. No one knows how to answer it. Or it's so silly, I don't have to bring it in. Now bring it all the way in. And you know what the answer is?
So how does it get around this whole thing like that?
We're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to say, he also, you can do it. Now, umayishna reish, umayishna seifa. So how come in the seifa, when you said hayom, all of a sudden the halacha changes? You don't own it yet, your father's still alive. So how come it'll work? So Amar Rav Yochanan, no, seifa, mash irish me'aba hayom, we shouldn't cover it off of. It's just out of cover to your father. Because Rashi explains, you're really doing it to pay for the funeral expenses. So the Chacham made a takana, if your father was on his deathbed, you could sell a little bit of the Yerusha while he's still alive, so your father should have a decent burial. Should be covered for him. So then you could, that's the only reason why you could do it. Just out of cover to your father, you don't own it yet, but listen, his mom is on his last leg, it's only a matter of time. So you know how it is. Once he's already dead, then they rip you off because they know you need it. So the Chacham Eretz HaKana, you can tell some of his assets now, even though you don't really own it yet. Why? Cover for your father. And the same thing by the food. Mashtalim Yitzudasi Hayom. What about the thing about I trapped today? Mishum Kidei Chayev. Your mom is starving. He has nothing to eat. So you're allowed, the Chacham is in such a situation, the guy's so starving, then, right, you know what? You're probably going to make some money today. We'll allow you to sell it in advance. So you have food to put on the table for the kids. That's all. To say whatever I make the whole month, that you can't do. But today, mamash need food today. So we made a dispensation. The Chacham said you could sell, even though you don't really own it. But for parnasa, for the kids should have what to eat, you could do it.
You can do it in advance.
Exactly.
What's the selling
price? Also, Rashi says whatever the normal yield was for a day, however many fish you brought in on an average day, that much you can get in advance. So you can give it to your wife. The kids have food for supper. Okay? Next. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Homelech Averov. Someone says to his friend, Sade sha'ani lo keach, a field that I will buy, likishe echena, when I buy it, kinu yulach me'achshav, you will own it right this minute, kana, that works. Amar Rava, Rava says, Mistabra milsa derav, besad the stam. It must be Rav said halacha by stam a field. You walk over to somebody and say, you know, it's simcha. Whatever, I'm going to buy a certain field, when I buy it, it's yours right now. We're going to make a star right now. So says Rava, that must be stama field in the world. Any field. Aval, besad the zoo, if you say this field, lo, this would never work. Why not? Because me, Yemad, the Rezamel, and Ahalai. Who said you're going to get that field? Who said the owner of that field is going to want to sell it to you? I'm not telling you that. No, that one, my favorite one. I'll play a different one. So how could you make up a whole thing with Simcha, I'm going to sell you that field? Maybe you're never going to own that field. A stama field probably alone. Something in the world you're going to own. But that one, who said? Says the Gemara, fellow Kim, no, I'm a Rav, I feel a bit sudden zoo. Even this field it'll work. Why? Michdi. Rav, come on, Amr, L'Shmaitza. Who does Rav hold like? Kira Meir. He has like a Meir. The Amr, the Matan Davish Al Bala Olam. You can acquire something that doesn't exist yet. The Atanya, Homel Isha. If someone says to a woman, his Gajili, be Makadish me, Lachashe, it's Gayer, after I become Jewish, or la'achashet tizgairi, after you become Jewish, la'achashet shtachri, after I become freed, la'achashet shtachri, after you become freed, la'achashet yomaz balech, after your husband dies, right? So you'll be married to me after your husband dies, right now, or la'achashet yitzchol yivimtech, or after the guy does chalit on you, the brother does chalit on you, so I can marry you, or la'achashet tamat ha'chosech, after your sister dies, because I'm married to your sister, so I'm waiting for her to die, but I'll be married to you right now, enu mekadeshes. None of that works. For Meir Omer, it does work. Mikudeshet. Why? Because you can acquire something shalom ba'olam. V'ha'isha kisadda zu damya. A woman is like a sadda zu. It's like this field. Why is a woman like this field? Because it's that woman. And you know what? V'ha'mer Meir Mikudeshet. And Meir said it works. Okay? Okay. What? Good?
Quotable quote.
What? What's a quotable quote?
Field.
No, like this field. Not like off field, like this field. Okay. Amar Shmuel. So we pretty much finished the topic of a guy who buys, who sells stolen land and tries to buy it back, and tries to acquire a little bit of a new topic now. Amar Shmuel, Hamotzi Shtah Hakna B'Shuk. If somebody finds a Shtah Hakna in the street, a Shtah Hakna, remember, was a shtar where the borrower promised to pay the lender even if he never borrowed it. Right? Even if he never borrowed it, just because he needed the money so badly. So he wrote up a doc, I promise to pay you, even if it doesn't happen. So I don't understand such a document, but they have such a thing? A line of credit. So be obligated to pay even if you don't use it. And such a document is found in the street, what do you do with it? Says the Gemara, Yachziru l'Bailam. Return it to who? Return it to the Bailam. Who's the Bailam? Return it to the lender. Turn to the lender. Why? You want to tell me that they wrote it up, but they never transferred it to each other? Impossible by a shtar hakna. Hashi with nafshe. Once it's written, the borrower obligates himself to pay. So what's the reason not to return it back to the lender? There's a good reason. Maybe it was paid already. V'imishom piron. What if it was paid already? Now you're going to give it to the lender, he's going to collect again. L'chayshin l'piron. We're not suspicious it was paid already. The im isa, because if it's true, the pare, that it was paid already, mikrele gahavi karele, the borrower would have ripped it up. I'm not letting this thing fall into the street. The fact that it is down in the street, it's obvious it was never paid. If it was paid, no borrower in his right mind would let that thing stay. Would let that survive the afternoon. He'll rip it up for sure.
What kind of person, the guy who lent the money will never lose it, it's worth money.
What?
If someone lost it, the lender, the buyer would have.
Right. The borrower has much more at stake. The borrower has much more at stake. Amar of Nachman
says,
Abba min Safri Daini demar Shmuel Hava. My father was a sofer by Shmuel. My father was a sofer by Shmuel. Fahavi Chavar Shita Kvar Sheva. When I was 6 or 7 years old, v'dachirna, I remember, the Havri Michrazi, they made an announcement in Shul, Vamri, and they said, ha'nishtarach ni'aysa de'mishtachi b'shuka, v'nahada, we found a shtahakna in the streets of Nahada, l'marayhu, and we returned it to the owner. We returned it to who? To the lender. Amar v'amram, afan antanina. We even looked at the preparation of Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to be later on in the week. Kol ma'isa bezdin, any ma'isa bezdin, anything bezdin does, Hareze Yachzir. You return it. Alma, what do you see? Lochashin, lip your own. We're not suspicious that it was paid back. You return it back. So Amalei Rav Zera. No. That mission I'm talking about a document like this. That's talking about Beshtari Chaltasa. A Chaltasa is a foreclosure document. In other words, this guy hasn't paid, he owes money. He hasn't paid the money. We're taking his house away. Or Vadar Chasa. Or a document, same similar type of thing. That a document that we're going to start seizing the land hasn't. In other words, those documents don't require any payment. Delav b'nei peroninu. They don't require any payment. They're documents to get the ball rolling that the guy is going to lose his house. There's no payment on those documents. Those documents, you find them in the street, you return them. Why? They don't really mean anything. They just mean we got the ball rolling. Okay, so the guy's got time to pay. Amarava, behind Lav Bene Pironinu, aren't these documents that don't require any payment? Not true. Faha Amri Naharda, they say Naharda, Shuma Hadar. Let's say a guy's been assessed that he owes the money. He owes the money, they're gonna take his land away. But they gave Atreza Yarchishasa, they gave him 13 months. Right? The guy got a reprieve they wouldn't do anything for 13 months. Maybe he'll pay it back. Or Bamar Mamar, Anam and Hada, Anasvirali, the Shuma Hadal Olam. You can always buy it back. Always. So these documents can always entail payment. Why? Because the guy's never going to lose that house. He can always buy it back. So El Amar Rava, no, Hasam Hainu Taima, in that Mishnah there, the Amri, Ihuhu the Apsid Anafshe. Okay, where are we up to? Ella Amar Rava, Hasam, when somebody finds a foreclosure document in the street, Hainu Taima, here's the reason you return it. The Amri, because we say to the borrower, Ihu hu de afsid an afshe, he's losing out. Why? De be'idna de parari, ibar la luk mishtare. When he paid back the money, he should have ripped it up. Any normal person would have done that. The inami or, lemechtav shtarachwina ilave. He should have written another document that says, the first document was paid. It's paid.
The Medina Ara lo boi limehedar. Meikaradin. We don't have to return the land to you. You didn't pay. Umishom vasizav yashavato beni Hashem. We want to do the right thing. The right thing is people have an attachment to their house. They've been living there for 100. They don't want to lose their house. Even if they're going to get it, they want to lose their house. The other person, the other party, all they do is they owe money. He doesn't care about your house. He wants you to pay him back. The last thing we want to do is take someone's house away. Therefore, right. Who damar rabbanan to hadar? Right? So rabbanan say, let him have it back. We'll work it out. Hilchak, therefore, mebeishahu de kazavin. Hilchak, mebeishahu de kazavin. Right, it's as if he bought it from new. Ibayla lemichtav shtar zivine. And they should have written a document that says that. But legabe shtar chov, but when you owe money, Michael Amamer, what are you going to say? It means the pirate, if he paid back the money, Ibayla lemakwe lestare. He should have ripped up the shtar. Amor, so then why didn't he? Amor, you want to tell me, ishtemute kam ishtametle? The reason he didn't rip up the shtar is because he didn't really finish paying off the day, he didn't have the money. I'll give it to you tomorrow. I didn't bring my wallet with me today. Inami or apshite to safra zayrle. I'm quibbling with you over who's paying for the sofer fee. So I'm not finished paying off the debt until I finish up the thing with the sofer fee. Until we resolve that issue. I'm a chlokas who pays sofer fee. We didn't reach an agreement. I'm not paying. So what do you see? Therefore, we are choshesh it was paid, but there is a reason why it's not ripped up. Either maybe you didn't finish paying it off, you're quibbling about the sofer fee, so how can we return it? So, maybe we don't necessarily return it. Right? Fine. Amar Revu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. By the two dots?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do a little more, it's not hard. That's another minute. Amar Revu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hamosei shtachov b'shok. If you find a shlachov in the street, even though it's written a henpak on it, which means that the edim are verified, they're honest, this is a good star, lo yachziru, don't love bailam, don't return it. If there's no henpak, you sure don't return it. Why? Maybe it was paid already. Or maybe the whole thing is a forgery, who knows? The ikalamemar, kasav lilvos, the lo lova. Maybe it was written, but it was never given. Right? It's not a shlach, no. So who said this document ever was valid? But el afilu kasav henpak, even if there's a henpak on it, you don't return it. Henpak means it's valid. My niu, what are we talking about? The mekuyim, and meaning that the witnesses are mekuyim gizunt lo yachzer. We don't return it. Why? Cheshin lepiron. Maybe it was paid back. So eisve Rabbi Yemiel Ravava kol ma'ase bezdin hareze yachzer. Any ma'ase bezdin, you return it back to the party. Suddenly you return this back. So Amalei Yemiel Bri, Yemiel my son, local ma'isa bezin shavim. Not everything bezin does is equal. Ella could go and joke the kafir. If the guy is known to be a liar, then we return it back. Why? Because he for sure didn't pay. So Amar Rava, Mushon dechuk the kafir and chadazimna sula paraklal. What? Once you did something wrong for the rest of your life, you can't do tshuva. You're always considered a liar. Says the Gemara, no. Ella Amar Rava, masnisin b'shachalata v'adachta. We're talking about a shtar of a foreclosure document, ukid Reb Zera. Like Reb Zera said, we don't return them because they're out in the street, it doesn't mean that the guy didn't pay them off, and therefore we don't know what to do, and therefore it could be they're paid, therefore we can't return them. We can't make the guy collect twice, and we have to be mevarer what the story is. All right? Again, not an easy daf, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.